What's going on, good people? What's good? What's good? What's good? It's your boy Tyson, and I'm back again. You already know what this is. This is GDM Radio, real people, real issues, real talk, and I'm here to talk to you. So let's get into it. So we got a new president. A new president, Biden. We are finally free of the Trump catastrophe. We are free. But let me elaborate on how I feel about that, to be perfectly honest with you, to be perfectly honest with this country. I feel like we're in a good place now, but we can still do better. I feel like right now is the time to focus on getting a new president. I feel like Biden is good, but he's not good for 8 years. We need a good 8-term president. Our 8-year president, 2-term president. I'm sorry, excuse me. We need to get ourselves a good 2-term president. Biden is good, but he's a temp for right now. But we definitely need to focus on getting another black president. We need to change this country. The only way we can change this country is if we get ourselves another Obama. So who are good candidates to you guys? Who are good representatives to you guys that are of color in this country in 2020? We need to find this out. We need to know this. Because at the end of the day, again, the only way we're going to really change this country is by force. We got to play this game their way. We have to play it smart. It's a game of chess. And we need to position more players of power. It's funny to me. Like back in the days, we could have had a black president back in the days with the Malcolm X's and the Martin Luther King's if the government wasn't so tight-fisted about who could run and, or I should say, who they pay to put into office. Because if you ask me, every politician pays to get put into office. I even feel like Obama was put into office somehow just to shut up black people. But that didn't work. We need to do more. We need more. We need to do more. We got rid of the orange devil, so now it's time for a change. Biden is good, but he's a lesser of two evils, if you ask me. Nobody wanted Trump back, so we settled for Biden. I'm really pissed off at the fact that Bernie dropped out of the race. Bernie Sanders should have been president. Bernie Sanders definitely should have been president. He should have stayed and represented. He had a fighting chance. I'm so mad that he definitely dropped out of the race. He could have been there. But that's neither here nor there. Now we need to look forward. Now we need to find someone that's going to represent us. That's what we need to do. I'm talking to the people of my community, my black community, my brothers and my sisters, my cousins and my uncles, and my aunts, and my nieces, and my nephews. I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to my children. Be the next best thing. Be the next best thing. Because this is what the country needs. A real change. And a real change is only going to come when we actually stand up and take back what's ours. What's rightfully ours. So I'm talking to all of my black brothers and sisters, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Today is the day that we can start to make a change for tomorrow. Biden is good, but we need someone else. We need someone new to represent us to get back into that office. Because that's the only way we're going to get a real change. We need a good 2-term black president again. And now is the time to start looking for it. I'm not going to keep y'all too much longer. Y'all already know what it is. This is your boy Tyson. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.